Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about this next segment that's coming up for you guys today. I'm going to be welcoming back actor Richard Brooks to our program. If you may remember, Richard was on our program last year as we talked not only about his own journey as an actor, but also, of course, season one of Being Mary Jane. This is a popular show on BET. We're going to talk to Richard this time, though, about the success, of course, of that show, but also, of course, season two is back, so we're going to talk about that, as well as, of course, what he thinks about his main character that he brings to life, Patrick, and why that character is so related. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. You guys stay with us.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies, and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest really needs no introduction. Richard Brooks is an actor that has been all over the place when it comes to television. You've gotten to know him from television shows like Good vs. Evil, but one of my personal favorites, of course, and many other people, is when he brought ADA Paul to life on Law & Order. But most recently, though, many of you have gotten to know him, of course, from the show Being Mary Jane, the hit show on the BET network where he brings the character Patrick to life. We're going to talk to him not only about this journey for him, but what it's been like for him to get in the skin of these characters, to be able to see the way the people are responding to them, as well as to let you know a little bit about what you might be able to expect this season on the hit show. Hello to you, Richard, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Cyrus. How are you?
Hey, doing really good, man. I'm really excited about this time. I know this is a busy time for you guys with the new season of the show just beginning. I mean, what has it been like for you, though, Richard, as you kind of look at the success just of this show? What has it been like for you to see the way that really across the board it has really become a fan favorite for viewers?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind experience. You know, like you said, the Law and Order experience was more gradual. You know, it grew, but Being Mary Jane has just been an instant, you know, instant hit, it feels like, you know, just people just like they were waiting for it, like there was thirst for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why when I talk to my friends, both male and female, Richard, the thing that keeps coming up is that this show really shows the more wholeness of who we are, and not just we as people of color, but I think we as individuals, whether no matter where we may be socially, that we're a lot more layered than people may give us credit for. Your character is a great example of that. I mean, do you think that has been part of that key that, you know, people see more of themselves in these cast members?
Well, I definitely think that was the intention of our creator, you know, Mara Brock-Akil. I think she definitely wanted to show the drama in our daily lives and to highlight our humanity, as a people and our universality, you know. as humans, you know. So I think, I mean, it's what's great is that, that people are responding to it so well. And as an actor, yeah, it's kind of amazing because it's such a three-dimensional, all the characters are so three-dimensional and so real, you know, that you don't really have to act. You just have to allow it to happen and try to bring your truth to it. So it's really great.
Yeah. Has part of the fun for you as an actor, Richard, been that, you know, as a contrast to Paul that you brought to life with mm-hmm. Law and Order, that Patrick is an individual that we're able to see his flaws more than we saw maybe Paul's on that show?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely Law and Order was more procedural, you know, so our personal lives weren't the focus. It was definitely the job and solving the mystery of the case. But so yeah, it's definitely fun as an actor to get to be everyday man who is dealing with everyday issues and the drama that we the challenges of making any decision in life, even deciding what to eat or where to go or what kind of job to take or how to make a living, how to pay this bill that's coming up, you know, things
right.
that we really deal with and how impactful that can be, you know, these decisions that we make. So yeah, for me, and I guess it's I did have characters like that a lot before Law and Order, you know, with the Sleep with Angers and some of my characters were more, you know, they showed this the more vulnerable side, I think, you know. So
right,
it's real. Yeah, I feel very, very fortunate to get an opportunity to bring this side of myself to the work again, you know. And it's almost a rebirth, you know. It feels like a new day, a new reinvention or, you know, reimagining of myself as an actor. So
yeah. Well, you know, I think mm-hmm. that is great that we're able to be able to see that. Speaking of your, you know, that reemergence, Richard, I want to talk about how this journey kind of began for you, because it's very obvious, I believe, as you were saying about how, you know, with Law and Order, it may seem more gradual, but with this show right out of the gate, I mean, you had, mm-hmm. you know, millions that are now tuning into this program. You know, part of the reason, and I love what you said, of course, about the writing, but I think the actors involved, all of you, are so comfortable in your own skin as, you know, as individuals who have talent, who are bringing your best to it. And I really believe, for me, that is the ultimate key for you guys, that you have such a dedicated cast across the board. What has that been like for you, to be among individuals that are as invested in the project as you are?
That's that has been probably one of my greater joys. I mean, everyone on the show, I just love, and we love each other off screen as well. And mm-hmm. you know, we have a good time together. We're really a family. We can really trust each other. Everyone has everyone's back. And you know, I guess in some ways, you know, it's interesting as actors because you know, a lot of times when you're trying to approach the work from a heightened level, you know, and you really want to be, you know, quote unquote, great actors, sort of, you know, you don't, sometimes there's not a vehicles for you, you know, you're almost too much for some work, you know, some works don't require that kind of thing. So right. I feel in a way we're all a little bit of band of, you know, for lack of a better word, outcasts who come together, who finally can do what we do, you know, at the highest level, and it's appreciated and it's encouraged and it's nurtured, you know, and it's required, you know, and so, and it's fun. And so it's just a release for all of us. I think the cast, everyone, even all the guest stars who come on this season, everyone, I guess also our director, our other exec, Salim Akil, Mara's husband, he also creates mm-hmm. such a great environment for us to do our work and bring a certain quality to the work. And BET and Deborah Lee, they've all encouraged it. I mean, it's, we really want to bring super, super duper high quality award-winning drama, you know, to the network, and that's our goal.
Exactly. Well, it's a goal yeah. that you guys are definitely getting, I think, with the fans. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome back to our program Richard Brooks. You've gotten to see him all over television, as I mentioned earlier, on various shows. But the newest show, of course, you guys have been watching him in, is called Being Mary Jane, where he brings the character Patrick Patterson to life. I want to talk about social media, which, of course, you guys were trending all over the place this week, of course, with the, you know, with the emergence of season two. I mean, you have been able to, and I have to say I'm guilty of this myself, Richard. I tweet you guys out a lot as well because it's so exciting to have that interaction. What is that like for you to, in real time, be able to get that feedback from your fans?
Man, that has been – I mean, this is probably my first series that I would have to say has been so in the social media universe. You know, this is really – a show of the times, and this kind of interaction is so immediate and so constant. You know, I mean, it's like before, you know, you had to do, I mean, in the old days, you know, you're signing autographs and mm-hmm. mailing them and the response, sending letters and, you know, snail mail, all that stuff. So to have this platform of the social media at the same time, and it to be, And on this show like this too, where it is dealing with issues, so you can get the response of people to what we're doing. It's great. I love it. I really love it. And it's one of those things, you know, you have to catch up with. I think you have to get on the bandwagon, or you're going to be left behind. It's really it's here to stay, I think.
Right. Exactly.
Definitely,
well,
you know.
I know people were excited to see you as part of this cast, you know, and Richard, and I think part of the reason why is because I know especially it's for strong males being portrayed on television. I mean, what I love about this character, with Patrick's character, is that there's so many different layers. You're Patrick the mm-hmm. son, you're Patrick the father, you're, of course, a Patrick the sibling, and then you're Patrick trying to live your life as an entrepreneur, you know, as a person in
mm-hmm.
business. I mean, you know, how was that for you to be able to bring those different layers to life and to think about your own life as you were being able to do it?
Well, it's, you know, I guess in that zone, there's a certain kind of it's a scary character for that because I think especially as an actor, you know, you are in show business and you are without any stability, you know, without a real security blanket under you. You know, I mean, you're definitely flying by the seat of your pants and living a dream, chasing a dream, and you a lot of things you don't have any control of. And so with a character like Patrick, and also, you know, and you still end up having responsibilities of families and kids and, you know,
right.
relationships that may fail or that may, you know, thrive for a while and wither. And so a character like Patrick, yeah, allows me to show many sides of my personal life that a lot of people have never seen except for my family and people who are close to me, you know. So
right.
it's very I'm very connected, and it's a little eerie because I'm not sure how, you know, I guess, it's, you know, you have to believe in something a little bit divine, I guess, because it's amazing that a character like that would come to me and be so much like me, so many similarities. You know, I have two daughters and stuff like that I'm dealing with, you know, and, you know, and you know, divorces or whatever relationships. So life. It's just life. And a lot of, also, I think a lot of, you know, men, especially now, are dealing with having to start over and, you know, maybe they've tried things that haven't worked or they're still trying things that aren't working as well as they would like. And, you know, is it bringing in enough money to pay the bills? But, you know,
right.
And can everyone hang in there until you can succeed or, you know, the dream can be realized? So it's these are serious issues. And also just being willing to humble yourself. You know, I think
yeah.
one of the hard things now is when you do fail, are you able to go and get that security job and just say, hey, you know what I mean? I
right.
may be a Morehouse graduate or whatever, but I need this, you know, this minimum wage or whatever. I need this money right now, you know, and that's real.
Right.
I don't want to ask nobody for money, you know? So
exactly.
can I go and get that, you know, that mop and bucket job, or am I going to sit there, you know, and say, no, I can't do that. I just have to do this, you know, while you know, your bills stack and you go bankrupt and, you know,
right.
so and break down, your health breaks down, all these things. So, yeah, this is our life, you know. I think this is the human race, and it is a race.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and I think that goes back to what we were saying earlier, Richard. That's why this book goes beyond this series goes beyond race, because it really is something that so many people can relate to. And I love the fact that you guys are able to do it in the way that you are. I mean, you know, of course, Patrick's parents on the show, of course, you know, being individuals that are known professionally, you know, having that type of image, and then of course, you know, having a sister like Mary Jane. I mean, you know, I mean, if the parents were under enough pressure, they have Mary Jane as a sister, you know, has to be enough. And then a daughter that is going through her own journey. I think that those are all things that men and women can relate to. So when you hear from other actors, Richard, about how much you have inspired them just by the longevity you've been able to have, by the career you've been able to have, and now, of course, the success you've been able to have over the years, how does that make you feel as an actor yourself?
Well, it makes me feel blessed. You know, I definitely feel fortunate because it is when you start out every day, you don't really know how the path is going to take you. And I guess when you look back over your triumphs and your accomplishments, then you can see it, you know, but while you're in it, you don't really see it. You're just in the struggle. You're in the moment. So it feels good. I think one thing I'm kind of proud of, I guess, is feeling still healthy, you know, and vibrant too over the years, and trying to use the art of acting to be a self-enrichment kind of program too, you know, because it's one where you feel like you need to constantly be a student, an eternal student. You need to be learning and growing with the times, you know, like we're talking about the social media or whatever. So right. I think just staying relevant and being able to say, yes, this is possible. You know, you can actually, you know, make a living, raise your family, and also be proud of the work that you do, you know, and maybe that doesn't bring you whatever, you know, whatever somebody else has, but it actually does. It is a blessing, and it is, and you're able to thrive and survive in it. So, yeah, I feel good. A lot of young actors now do come to me. What's hard is it's hard to tell anyone really how they can get started, you know. Gotcha. But at the same time, my daughter, my youngest daughter now is getting into the business, and she's, you know, very talented, very driven. And you realize those are the qualities, just real commitment, just knowing that this is what you want to do and being committed to it and doing everything you can, you know, every day.
Exactly. Being everything that you can, I think that is a great thing for all of us to be able to remember. Again, everyone, Richard Brooks is our guest today. Exciting to be able to talk to him again on our program, to talk not only about the success of his career, but also, of course, his newest show, the hit show on BET, Being Mary Jane. Of course, we want you to check your local listings, of course, where you'll be able to see it for yourself. You know, one last question I have for you, Richard, and then we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you. I mean, when it comes to this, the world that you live in, I mean, this celebrity world, I mean, do you find that part of the reason why you have had the longevity is because you haven't lost yourself along the way? I noticed even in this conversation, you know, the realism of who you are seems to come through. Do you think that has been the key for you as to how you haven't gotten lost as so many others have?
I would assume that it has to be something like that. I think that you are your instrument, you know, and I think that was one thing that was really struck me early on in my career. You know, a violinist has a violin and a guitarist has a guitar, and, you know, a painter has his, you know, canvas, but you are your own canvas here as an actor. So whatever you are is what is seen. So if you want to bring, to me and myself, I always worked from a point of view, if I wanted to bring quality, I had to be quality, you know. If I was going to... if it was my desire to be, you know, a superhero or a model sort of man, you know, as what I am, you know, 6'3", you know, whatever, you know, I would try to bring my best because I was representing this, you know, form, you know. So, we definitely have to watch the pitfalls. I mean, it's a fast life, and the celebrity life can be really fast, and moderation is important. And even that with my character is great to be dealing with a character who is maybe went excessive, and he's, you know, trying to gain control of the tendencies to self-destruct, which we all have to do, and we all have to keep growing and programming ourselves for positive, you know, positivity out here in this world. You know, have faith and ultimately believe you have some sort of mission, I guess, you know?
Exactly. Well, congratulations to you, Richard, not only on finding your mission, but being able to walk in that mission, man. I mean, it definitely comes through that you are definitely living your purpose. Again, everyone, Richard Brooks has been our guest. Oh, you're more than welcome, man. You guys stay connected with him. Make sure you guys are tweeting him at RLB Soul is where you guys can find him on Twitter. At RLB Soul is where he is there. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Richard. Richard, is Twitter the best way to be able to stay connected with you?
Yes, Twitter. I'm trying to get my Twitter game up. I'm probably going to add another Twitter that's a little bit easier to find. You know, there's so many Richard Brookses out there, but but RLB Soul, yeah, you can definitely reach me there. Facebook and, you know, Instagram, RLB Soul also, so.
Okay, all right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Richard. Richard, man, congratulations to you again, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much, yeah, and congratulations on your success with the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And for our radio audience, you guys stay with us. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Are you tired of worrying, struggling, or arguing? Do you want to wake up and have the life you always wanted with all the love, abundance, and happiness you deserve? Then I have the book that's just right for you. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about Mary Ellen Saganovich's book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. It will lead you on your journey through its 73 powerful vignettes on topics ranging from awareness to faith and forgiveness. It will also assist you in seeking the peace you desire. The author, Mary Ellen, is no stranger to life's uncertainties. She has prevailed over major illness and an abusive childhood, as well as dealt with the difficulties that come with being a single parent, to now becoming a whole and dynamic person. She shares that hard-won knowledge in her extraordinary book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. You can contact Mary Ellen through her website at www.healingwordsthebook.com. There you will find links to be able to get your own copy of the book, as well as, of course, be able to stay connected with Mary Ellen on Facebook, where she shares her truth of the day every Monday through Friday. Again, that website is www.healingwordsthebook.com. Visit the website, get the book, and begin your journey to an inspired life.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
And we're back with Conversations Live. I want to once again thank actor Richard Brookses for being on with us today to talk to us not only about his amazing journey on camera, but also what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to get the rewards from that. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Richard, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends here, you guys can go back and listen to the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our social media links at facebook.com/CyrusWebb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.